This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, August 27th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. By a 2-1 decision, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals took the side of videographers who wanted to honor God and did not want to produce a video for a homosexual faux wedding. The majority ruled that the videos would qualify as a, quote, form of speech that is entitled to First Amendment protection, end quote. After initially renouncing his Christian faith, then claiming his faith was on incredibly shaky ground, songwriter Marty Sampson of Hillsong fame wrote what appears to be a farewell letter to the church last Friday, reports ChristianToday.com. On August 23rd, Sampson wrote, quote, "To the Church of Jesus Christ, I forgive you and I love you. I've got tears running down my face because it's so true. I adore you, Christians. I love you so much. It was amazing being one of you, but I'm not anymore," end quote. His Instagram account has filled up with typical arguments made by atheists against Christianity. 1 John 2, verse 19 says, "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that it might become plain that they all are not of us." Protests in Hong Kong are seeing escalating violence, reports the Wall Street Journal. Officers have pulled guns on protesters who pulled out bats and sticks on the police. At least 60 were arrested over the weekend, and the protesters are demanding democratic elections for the country. Coca-Cola is removing its pro-homosexual advertisements from Hungary after mass protests and boycotts from church leaders, political leaders, and the citizenry. Hungary's largest charismatic church issued a press release charging Coca-Cola with corrupting the minds of children and, quote, "raping the conscience," end quote, of consumers, reports churchmilitant.com. Romans 1, verses 26 through 27 and 32 speaks of those who God gave up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. The time has finally arrived. American conservative and Christian leaders are now calling for a mass exodus from the public schools. Rush Limbaugh did not pull any punches.
Parents of millennial kids, their kids are struggling in the wretched, horrible circumstances of the public school system. One of the answers to this mess, what's happening to our children, is homeschooling. And it's not just conservatives and Christian-oriented people who are choosing to pull kids out of public schools.
And talk show host Todd Starnes asked Franklin Graham what Christian parents should do in states that mandate that public schools affirm homosexual behavior.
Franklin, you know, a lot of schools around the country are dealing with this right now, and so many parents, and we hear from a lot of them on the radio program, they don't know what to do. They need guidance. You know, they want their kids opted out of these classes, but in some cases, like in New Jersey, these would be mandatory. What advice do you give Christian moms and dads? I mean, do they pull their kids out of public school? Do they homeschool, private school? What should they do?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, I'd pull them out of public school.
Then, David Lane quoted Christian author A.W. Pink last week in his editorial published in Charisma News, saying, quote, "Like a locust on the twig of a tree, it continues eating its way through the flesh till nothing but the skeleton is left. This is what sin has done to public education in America. It has corrupted every part of its being so that public education is totally depraved. No faculty, no member of this complex constitution has escaped defilement. Heart, mind, will, conscience, spirit and soul and body are equally poisoned," end quote. An NBC Wall Street Journal poll conducted over 21 years on American values is discovering that the young generation has changed their commitments quite significantly. Sadly, the millennial generation is far less interested in religion, patriotism, and having children. The largest value shift is related to their lack of interest in having children, and their highest values are hard work, tolerance for others, and self-fulfillment. A U.S. judge has ruled that pharmaceutical company Johnson & Johnson must pay $572 million for contributing to the opioid addiction crisis going on in Oklahoma. This looks like it will be the first of thousands of similar lawsuits that are following up on the almost 500,000 deaths caused by prescription drug overdoses over the last 20 years. In the providence of God, Tropical Storm Dorian is picking up steam east of Barbados. Forecasters say the storm is bearing down on Puerto Rico and could attain hurricane status within the next day or two. The storm may reach Florida by Friday morning, reports the Weather Channel. And finally, the Kendrick Brothers film Overcomer had a weak opening over the weekend, taking in about one half of the box office receipts pulled in by their previous film, War Room. The film pulled in $8.2 million by box office mojo numbers, slightly less than the first weekend for Courageous from 2011. However, their Rotten Tomatoes audience score was overwhelmingly positive, hitting a whopping 99%. That compares to 87% and 88% for their two previous films. The film tells a feel-good story of a teen cross-country runner who reconciles with her father and comes to Christ for salvation. If you haven't already seen it, buy tickets right now for this weekend. And if you have already seen it, take some friends and family with you for a second time. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, August 27th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.